Lessons from failure. How to use failure to your advantage.
Failure is unacceptable for many in a world that mostly celebrates achievements and success. Most people are so afraid of failing that they miss out on great opportunities because they decide not to try. Fear of failure can be immobilizing, and it manifests itself in self-sabotage behavior like procrastination and excessive anxiety, low self-confidence, inability to try new things, and perfectionism, where you only try something you excel at. But the truth is, you can't succeed in life without failing. If you live without failure, you're not living at all.
In short, comfort and growth don't coexist. Why it's essential to learn from failure?
Listen to any successful person you know, and you'll learn they've had to reinvent themselves several times after failing.
The world offers several growth opportunities.
Learning from failure is important to better ourselves.
Failing brings you one step closer to your goals. Sim Sitkin, a professor at Duke University, has coined the phrase, intelligent failures.
Studies show that a quarter of all entrepreneurs fail on their first try in business before succeeding later.
Their later success comes from these intelligent failures, which offer them value, insight, and knowledge.
So before you go back to it, always pause and reflect.
Ask yourself why you failed and what you can learn from your failures.
Without reflection, your loss has no meaning.
What we learn from failure: how to be humble. Humans are selfish and proud creatures. Our pride can grow with each success and turn up our superiority complex, among other negative traits. Little failures here and there remind us that we are not invincible and teach us to adopt humility when dealing with obstacles and other people. Creativity and flexibility. You may shift your goalposts or find other ways to score when you fail.
Flexibility is essential for successful people because not everything will work as planned.
Life always happens, and sponsors may drop you, local laws may change, or a bigger rival may join your industry, among other surprises.
Besides flexibility, you need creativity and innovation. This means finding ways to improve yourself or your products as you go along.
For example, if you don't get a promotion, you could cut your extra hours and learn new skills that make you more marketable. Resilience.
You build mental, physical, and psychological resilience once you learn not to falter when confronted with failing. A fear of failing can be paralyzing and detrimental to your growth, but grit can help you overcome obstacles you never thought possible.
Failure won't surprise you, but is more like a planned step to success. Motivation.
Most successful people were asked to give up their dreams after their first or second failure.
Most game-changing things like computers or the internet wouldn't be here if their creators had listened to naysayers. How to overcome the fear of failure: learn from others.
Our ego is fragile. Most people may fail to learn from their failures.
People keep trying to do the same, even in constant failure. So psychologists believe we can overcome failing better if we learn from other people's failures.
It gives us an objective look at problems without our ego being in the way.
Set yourself up for a second chance. Of course, we all want to cover all bases and make our path to success as streamlined as possible.
However, anticipating failure is important. Even if it takes you back to the start, you know how to approach the problem next time. Failing should be a step that allows you to get up, dust yourself, reflect, and tackle the problem with new approaches and renewed vigor.
Deepen your knowledge of your craft. Failure may take you back to square one, but it's also an opportunity to learn more about your career, industry, or craft. What makes people successful in your line of work?
How can you better them?
Try to inspire others.
Studies have shown that people who try to advise and help others prosper more than those who seek advice. If you think about it, it works because to inspire or lead others, you must master your craft, be resilient, and have a knack for overcoming problems.
Also, don't be afraid to share your own failure story.
Research has shown you stand a better chance of success if you share your failures because you look at things objectively and get better insights.
Examine what went wrong and innovate.
To bounce back, we have to reflect and see what went wrong, plus the positives from our failure. Experts advise against going at it again without giving yourself some distance.
Reflection helps you figure out the best approaches to use the next time. Let the disappointment set in. If you fail, it's okay to be sad and disappointed.
We usually remember bad experiences more than good ones, and your present sadness or disappointment may serve as a painful reminder in the future, which may help you succeed.
Ask for help. Sometimes, people fail because they are afraid to ask for help. We don't ask for help out of pride, shame, or fear of looking stupid.
However, ask for help whenever needed because the worst you can get is a no.
On the other hand, insights from others on the same path can save you many headaches. The bottom line: embracing failure is not a sign of weakness, but a testament to strength.
Anybody can stop fearing failing by changing their attitude toward failing and seeing it as an opportunity to grow, innovate, and succeed.
Follow us on X, Facebook, or Pinterest.